just been a wonderful Sunday, hasn't it?
Amen.
Man, I don't know whether I need to cloud things up with preaching or not. You got a little heart after your father, son.
Amen.
Huh? Give Mark another hand of applause. Anybody that needs to go, you're welcome to go. All right. There they come. Yeah. We love you, Sandy. We're praying for you.
You go, girl.
She'll be all right.
Well, Mark, I do appreciate you so much. Not only would Mom have loved that, she did love it. And she was right there with you singing. And appreciate that so very, very, very much. Well, we're going to get back to this biblical advice. Now, the question is, are you ready to receive biblical advice? This is not Brother Rogers' advice. That's nothing to do with psychology. It has nothing to do with who you are. It has everything to do with what God's Word says. And I've said this many, many times. The book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs is some of the greatest advice in God's Word. It's in these two books. We're going to look at it. Proverbs. We're going to start at chapter 2. We're not going to go through all verse 22, but we're going to get through the first 7 or 8 verses. Understand this one fact. When we talk about biblical advice, we're talking about, are you willing to listen to God? If you are willing to listen to God, and God speaks in a couple, two, three different ways. Number one, he speaks through his word. If you want to listen to God, read and study your Bible. Give the Lord a hand of applause in your mouth. And if you truly, truly want to understand what the Bible says, ask God for that understanding. Say, Lord, I'm getting ready to take 10 minutes here. And I'm going to study this chapter and these verses. Please, please, let me understand. Now, I promise you, the words will come off the page and come straight into your heart and into your mind and speak directly to you if you would just ask God, word by word by word, so you can understand it. Now, once you get the knowledge and understanding, then the last thing you have to do is put it into action. That's hard. Satan don't want you to put it into action, but you got to put it into action. Let's look at it. Here we go. Here. Proverbs says, my son, just a way of saying, dear family of God, if you will, now, I want you to look in these first 4 verses. And everywhere you see the word if, look at it. If thou wilt receive my words and lay up my commandments with thee, so as to incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cry after discernment, and lift up thy voice for understanding. If thou seek her as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasure. Bow your heads with me, please. So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, again, may we truly understand your voice, your words, your teaching. As we talk about this so wonderful subject of wisdom. Every person within the sound of my voice, whether they're a part of this congregation here today, or whether at some point in time they'll hear this on the internet, needs to understand God's people need to be educated through the school of the Holy Spirit. Simply to say, God's Word, make it come alive on the page. Allow me to understand it and to help me put it into action in my life so that I can be a living witness for you. That is our prayer. May it touch and reach every heart here today, as well as those who watch by internet. In the most precious and holy name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said?
Amen.
All right. Family of God, congregation of Cove Baptist Church, if you will, if thou wilt receive my words and lay up my commandments with thee, so as to incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Receive my words. Lay up my commandments. Incline thy ear. Apply my heart. If every person has a desire to know everything there is in God's Word about how to live for Him, if you have that desire, and if you have that discipline to study God's Word, I promise you, there is nothing in life that you can face or will face that you will not be able to get through. Not because of who you are, but because you choose to fill yourself with the Spirit of God through His Word. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, in order to do that, I've got to have some clear thinking. Satan does not want me to think clearly. Do you understand that? He wants my brain so clouded with life. And if there's anything that can cloud your thinking, it's life. Everybody here, you got a life. You got issues. You got a past. You got problems. You got spouses. You got children. You got grandchildren. You got bosses. You got friends. You know stupid people. You better stupid yourself. Did I cover everybody there? You know, understand, there's not a thing in the world you've gone through that God, number one, knows you've gone through it. And understand something. Life will either defeat you or life will make you who you are. You'd be surprised at people that get defeated by life. I mean, they let life defeat them. Get knocked down. Stay down. Stay depressed. Stay hurt. Stay angry. Whatever terminology you want to use, life has beat you to a pulp. And you're like, nobody cares. Nobody loves me. Really, what is worth the living? If we got people on this planet, across this globe, that take their life every few seconds because life has defeated them. Well, understanding, we've all have life issues, and if you live long enough, you're going to see it all. And by the time I think I've seen it all, then the next day I see something else. Okay? It's all there in front of you. Because of the TV, because of radio, because of the internet, because of cell phones, when it happens, we know about it, and we know about it right then. Understand this one thing. Don't be surprised, people, about what happens in the world. Don't be surprised because God's Word says this is how it's going to come down. This is how it's going to happen. Don't be surprised by it. tell you one thing. The worse this world gets, the more encouraged I get. The trumpet's got to be in the hand of Jesus. My Lord, have mercy. Look, he's running for president of the United States on both sides, independent. No wonder. It's got to be in the hands of Jesus. It's got to be. Look at the world. Look at the conditions of it. Keep your eye on the Middle East at all times. Keep your eyes there, because the world's going to revolve around the Middle East from here on out. It's got to be in his hands. So here's how I survive when I hear about the conditions of the world. I have to think to myself, God, number one, is going to protect me. Doesn't mean I'm going to have everything that I want, but I will have everything that I need if I look to him every day for guidance, love, grace, forgiveness, and mercy. Every day, he's going to see that I have what I need. Okay? No matter what happens, what's going on, and understand this. Only take so much of this in. When I take the time to study God's Word, I don't have the TV on. And sometimes, even if I get the TV on, about the only thing that I can discern anymore is Andy Griffith. That's just about all I can handle anymore. I mean, you know, I just try to hang in there with Barney and Andy to just sort of, because they had some real life lessons. You ought to watch that show. It's not over my head sometimes. I get right down there with me. I understand that.
Ernest.
Well, let's don't talk about the guy that throws rocks for the Saturday night drunk. That's not exactly what I'm talking about. Let's understand, but sometimes I need to just turn it off. I need to unplug it. And I need to just sit down with God's Word and relax for a little bit. And when I do, I come to understand God has a way of putting things right where I need it to be. As to say this, Roger, don't worry about the world. This is all in my hands.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Verse 4. Yea, here's the gift again. Thou cry after discernment, and lift up thy voice for understanding. And if thou seek her as silver, and search for her as in treasures. Treasures, discernment, understanding. When I read God's word, I need for it to speak to me. I need for it to come and to guide me and to tell me what's going on. And that happens through God's word when I pray for understanding. Discernment just simply means, it's just an Old Testament word that says, I cry after God's teaching. I need his teaching. I need it every day. Just so that I can survive in life. How to talk. How to act. Where to go. What to say. And if God would just guide those four areas of my life, I promise you, I may be able to stay out of trouble. But if just one of them gets into the hands of Satan, I'm in for the ride.
Amen.
I'm in for the beating. I'm in for the whipping. I'm in for everything life can throw at me. So I need to be taught. I need to understand the discernment. And then to seek. You know what silver here means? It's another word for saying value. How much value do you put on God? How much value do you put on God's understanding of your life? How much value do you put on his word? I tell you how much value you put on it. It's according to how much you pick it up. It's according to how much you turn the pages. That's how much value you put into it. It's not how much it costs. It's how much do you study it. You can have a $5 Bible or a $500 Bible. If it sits on the table and draws dust, it's useless. But when you pick it up and you open up the pages and you invite the Lord to truly bring it alive to you, then you begin to understand how to live life for Jesus. And believe me, that's how we need to live life. Every day, I have the opportunity to do one of two things. I have the opportunity to either witness for Christ or to disappoint Christ. It really comes down to about those two ways. Am I going to disappoint the Lord today? There have been some days that I had. Am I going to praise His name and witness for Him? And how I witness, folks. Now, there are all kinds of ways to witness. But how I witness is with my mouth and with my actions. That's how I do it. That's also how I get myself in trouble with the Lord, with my mouth and with my actions. The Bible says, if I want to have Jesus into my life and to understand His words, it's value to me. And believe me, we need God in every phrase, step of our lives. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, look what it says here. If I'll do all of those things, look what verse 5 says. Then shalt thou understand the fear of God and find the knowledge of God. For God giveth wisdom out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Now, besides reading and studying your Bible, the next thing is called prayer. The only way you're really truly going to be everything that you can be in your Christian walk is if you pray daily to the Lord. Now, prayer is a two-way conversation. I believe this. It's not just me doing all of the talking. I need to be quiet. I need to shut up and let God talk through my heart to me. That's what this means. For out of His mouth, not my mouth, His being God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Out of His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. That still small voice, that voice that speaks through your heart. When you pray about something, be quiet a moment. Let God take a moment to speak to you. Don't be rude to God. It's pretty rude if you do all the talking and when someone else gets ready to talk, you walk away. That gets me in trouble. Gets you in trouble. Okay? God is interested in what I've got to say, but are you interested in what He's got to say? And I promise you, if you want to live your life to the fullest, and if you're watching me by the internet, you understand very closely, prayer is a two-way conversation. Don't you ever forget it. Give the Lord a hand of applause. He picks up verse 7 and verse 8. He layeth up sound wisdom. I like that. For the upright, He is a shield to them that walk in integrity, that He may guard the paths of justice and preserve the way for His saints. 7 and 8 are some of the best verses you'll ever find anywhere. Let's walk through it word for word. He layeth up sound wisdom. For who? The upright. Sound wisdom. The only sound wisdom on this planet is through Jesus Christ. Understand that? The only sound wisdom is through Jesus Christ. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That is what sound wisdom. There's a lot of other people that want to fill your head with all kinds of stuff. But understand this. The one thing that will give you grace, mercy, in a life that you need every day is through the still small voice of Jesus Christ. To the upright. Now, if we listen to sound wisdom, He is a shield to them that walk in integrity. Now, the only way I can have any integrity simply means if I say something, if I have integrity, people are inclined to listen. Doesn't mean they may not always to agree, but if you don't have any integrity, they don't want to listen to you. They don't want to hear nothing you've got to say. Because see, you haven't really proven yourself by your actions. That's what integrity means. Integrity means if you're going to speak on behalf of God, you need to act like you belong to God. If you don't, they're not going to listen to you. That's called integrity. We need integrity. Doesn't mean perfection. Lord knows. Nobody here perfect. Everybody here sinned. Everybody here is under the grace of God. You're not looking at a perfect man in any way, shape, or form. But I'd like to think I am a person of integrity. That means I do try to live by what I say. But there's a difference. When I talk about perfection, we're talking about integrity. And you need that. Now, why that is so important? Integrity, that God provides a shield for that. Because Satan does not want you to have integrity. Satan's going to tempt you. Satan's going to do everything he can to put you in a way where you lose your integrity. Because once you lose your integrity, you lose your voice. Doesn't necessarily mean you lose your salvation. I'm not talking about that. But what it does mean is it loses your witness a lot of times. And it means that Satan is controlling what's going on in your life. It's easy to do. Don't get holier than that. Don't think because you come to church that Satan's going to leave you alone. It's because that you're in church, he's going to wear you out. If he starts leaving you alone, then you ain't got nothing to worry about because you're not living for Jesus anyway. But buddy, once you start trying to live for him, he's coming at you with everything he's got. That's why I need a shield. Do you see that word? That's why I need. He is a shield. When Satan's coming to me, I say, Lord, I need your shield right now. I need it now. I need it now. When I call upon him, and I'm serious about that, that shield is ever present in front of me from the moment I ask for it. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Close out with this. When the shield is up, integrity is there, that he may guard the path of justice and preserve the way of his saints. Guard and preserve. I am being preserved right now for one reason. You're allowed to be alive for one reason. That's because he wants you to have integrity to tell the world about Father, Son. Satan don't want that. He don't want it spoke. He don't want it preached. He don't want anything about it. But I'm here to tell you that the only reason that I'm able to do what I do is because God preserves me. I'm getting older.
No, that can't be true.
That's right. There are a few of you here that are older than me, and I'm not going to mention who those people are. Alice is one of them. I need a guard every day with me to guard my mouth, to guard my thoughts, to guard my anger, to guard my emotions. Every day I say, Lord, let me be a person of integrity. That as I say and what I do and where I go represents you. Some of the greatest advice you'll get anywhere is right here. Because the more integrity that you grow with the Lord, the more he's going to allow you to serve him. And see, you're better off, and here's the last advice, folks. You're better off being useful to God instead of being useless to God. Believe me, you might be surprised out as much as long as you may live. You want to be useful, not useless. But stand with me. Your head bowed, and your eyes. Father, it's by your amazing grace that we're here today. It's by your wonderful mercy that your presence is in this place. Father, as we have this invitation time, Father, if there's someone who needs a quiet time at this altar, Father, that's what it's here for. Sometimes it's time for us to get reacquainted with you, Lord, and the best place to do that's at your altar. maybe there's something that's on your heart that you want me to pray with you about, just come and whisper it to me. We'll pray about it. Maybe you're looking for a good church home. We'd love to have you. But most of all, if you're here today and you're lost, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the clock is running. Time is at hand. Today is the day of salvation. Father, bless these moments. And all that we do may bring glory to no other name than that of Jesus Christ. We thank you for forgiveness of sin in all of our lives. May your Spirit guide us. In Jesus' name, as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come? Would you come in the name of Jesus?